Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Who is that nice lady making sure that that feeble old man is being taken care of? Have you guys noticed the pattern that's taking place here? Okay, I'm not talking about the pattern of the feeble old man who wanders off, who freezes up, who jumbles all of his words. We've talked at length about that pattern. You're familiar with that pattern. Joe Biden is back at these G7 meetings with the what are supposed to be the big seven world leaders, right? Kind of Western leaders. And he keeps freezing up. He keeps wandering off. He keeps straying from the group. You know, it's kind of like I did a U.S. Capitol tour a little over a week ago, and they were like, and the tour guide was like, "Now, people, I need you to stay here. Stay with me here. Come on. No, yet we don't want you to get lost." She had to keep yelling at this one family and this one dad and kid that just kept wandering off. "I need you to stay with us here." That's what they had to keep doing with Joe Biden. "I need you to Joe, we're over here. Joe, sir, please, over this way. The rest of the group is here. Please stay with us." But, you know, have you noticed this? So the pattern that I'm referring to was there was this nice woman who kept looking out for old Joe. She kept making sure that, hey, no, and she was very polite. She was trying to be diplomatic about it. She would kind of do the slow step backwards and kind of walk over here, do the nice gentle arm around. "Hey, everybody's over here. Come on. Visiting angels. Come on over here with us. This way, buddy." Who was that nice lady? You know who that nice lady was? Giorgia Meloni, the Italian prime minister. Remember the lady 2 years ago, they were freaking out about this lady. The left-wing media, CNN, MSNBC, all of them, they were freaking out. They were faking it. You know it. But they were so outraged that this wasn't she the first woman prime minister ever elected in Italy? First woman prime minister. They should be celebrating this. They should be like, "This is remarkable. The first woman." I mean, whenever the first woman does anything, it's massively good news for the news, except for in this instance. No, because she's a straight woman who, what was that phrase she used? "To patria," something about, you know, faith and God and freedom and, you know, all the things that they despise in the liberal media these days. And so they said she was going to be the next Mussolini, the first time since a Mussolini. And, she's been in office for 2 years. And, you know, she was kind of the first revolution in Europe where the people in Europe pushed back against these Green New Deal nut jobs that are trying to destroy Europe with open borders immigration and with these radical Green New Deal policies targeting agriculture. It started in Italy. And as we saw in the news earlier this week, this revolution against the Green New Deal nut jobs has swept Europe. And it started with Giorgia Meloni. The very nice lady looking out for old Joe. "Come on over here. Over here, buddy. Come on. Visiting angels. This way. Come on." What a nice lady. Anyway, we got Freedom Friday. Happy Freedom Friday. Back after this.
Securing America.
On the same day, President Biden signed a new 10-year security agreement with Ukraine at the G7 summit in Italy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held a meeting of the multinational Ukraine Defense Contact Group in Brussels.
"Ukraine matters to the United States and to the entire world."
The secretary said Ukraine will not be allowed to fire American weapons deep into Russia, but will be allowed to continue firing at Russian-based systems attacking Kharkiv.
We will continue to find new options to get Ukraine the air defenses that it needs to defend its skies. And we will continue to move heaven and earth to get Ukraine what it needs to live in freedom.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown added that the principle involved in defending Ukraine matters.
Might does not make right, but might does shape outcomes. Through this contact group's collective support of Ukraine, we are aligning the might of this world with what is right.
Jimmy Ritzman, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness today, we'll see some scattered showers and some storms possible, mainly in the afternoon hours. High temperature readings will range from the mid-80s across the Bozeman area to around 90 in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly before midnight. Temperatures will drop off to about 53 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in the Billings vicinity. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, they sure shut the heck up about Georgia Maloney, didn't they? They were like, oh, man, maybe we don't want to put the spotlight on this lady. Sounds like she's one of the few current European leaders that's actually kind of getting the job done. So we don't want to put the spotlight on her. No. It was interesting. I was listening to Fox and Friends this morning on the way in, but by the way, hat tip, Brian Kilmeade. That's kind of what inspired the thought about the kids on the school trip. He was talking about when he'd go into the city from Long Island, you know, go visit the museum, and you know, there's always one kid that wanted to stray off. He didn't want to get him lost in the city. But then there was something else they said. There was something else that kind of stood out to me. Oh, they were making the point how, you know, you look at all of these G7 leaders and Giorgia Meloni is going to be the only one standing in just a few days. The rest of these guys are on their way out. The rest of these liberal wacko nut jobs are getting pushed out. Europeans have had enough of their garbage. And so there's going to be a whole crop of new leadership. So Giorgia Meloni is going to be basically the only G7 leader, and maybe there's one or two others. I don't know. You guys tell me. But she's going to be the only one who's standing. But as I was listening to this, I was remembering how back 2 years ago, they just freaked out. The left was so mad that Giorgia Meloni became the first woman, I believe, elected prime minister in Italy. And she was kind of like this great Javier Milei who just got elected down in Argentina, you know. So you've got Meloni in Italy, you've got Milei in Argentina, and does this symbolize the rise once again of a Donald J. Trump yet again this November? But I was thinking back, I was like, man, I remember we played a little bit of her speech that drew made the left go bonkers. CNN and MSNBC, they were on these racist rants and screeds because of what Giorgia Meloni had to say here. This was when Tucker Carlson was on Fox News back on, I think it was September 27th, 2022.
This is part of the speech she gave earlier this year that led to last night's results. Watch.
Everything we stand for is under attack. Our individual freedom is under attack. Our rights are under attack. The sovereignty of our nation is under attack. The prosperity and well-being of our family is under attack. The education of our children is under attack. In front of this, people understand that in this age, the only way of being rebels is to preserve what we are. The only way of being rebels is to be conservatives. They will try to take everything away from us. But they can't take away who we are. And you know what? Cherishing who we are, knowing what we stand for, is all we need to face this challenge.
All right, Laura Ingraham had a great segment back then a couple of years ago as well. And I think that this, hey, it's Freedom Friday, so I think this is an appropriate Freedom Friday type of a topic as well. But also, I think looking back on this, looking back on what Georgia Maloney, the reason she got elected, I think is the reason why you're seeing more folks now across Europe rise up as well, especially with these attacks on agriculture. But let's see what Laura Ingraham had to say back then.
Now, you think about it, our press is usually over the moon when the first is a liberal woman or a minority or gay, but not in this case.
Italy has elected its first female prime minister. Note this, though, she is set to lead the most far-right government in that country since Mussolini.
For the first time since World War II and the fall of Benito Mussolini, Italy will have a far-right government.
A party with roots in neo-fascism.
The fiery 45-year-old is comfortable with some of the hallmarks of Italian fascism, like this motto. God, fatherland, and family.
Now, three things the media despise. God, fathers, and the nuclear family. I mean, this is just ridiculous. If any group today comes close to Mussolini and his brutal, infamous use of big business and big government together, it's the modern left. So nice try, kids. Of course, the reason this first in Italy does not count is because she doesn't play the globalist game. She refuses to. She hasn't been bought off. Instead, she calls out the failures of the majority parties and refuses to submit to their woke crusade against national identity and national culture.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, that gives you a little background for those of you who are saying, those of you who are watching your TV screens and seeing this nice woman usher Grandpa Joe back into the tour group. Hey, Joe, over here. Come on. That's who the nice lady is. The nice lady that was so viciously attacked by the fake news media. So anyway, there you go. Man, you know, but it really it's the attack on agriculture, especially the attack on beef cattle production in Europe that's really prompting this pushback. Man, hey, apparently they love their beef in Europe. And we love our beef here in Montana, of course, as well. You know, I actually last night for dinner, I thought, oh, man, I'm going to pull these out of the freezer. You guys have heard me talk about our friends at Avalanche Ranch. And Avalanche Ranch, they've got great steaks. They've got, I think I cooked up one of their sirloins here recently. Burger. You can buy a whole beef. You can buy a half beef. You can buy a quarter beef. You name it. But I actually pulled out of the freezer. They have Wagyu beef hot dogs. I was just craving a hot dog. I was like, man, that, you know, summer baseball season, hot dogs. And, man, a Wagyu beef hot dog, it is something you've got to try because, man, it was great. But, yeah, like I say, you can get a whole beef, you can get a half beef or a quarter beef from the Avalanche Ranch, Townsend, Montana. And they deliver to Townsend, Helena, Hardin, Martinsdale. Place your order online at avalanchewagyu.com. AvalancheWagyu.com. Get that Montana beef on your plates.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had a phrase for it. Vote no, take the dough. Pelosi accused Republicans of voting against various Democratic legislative initiatives, especially the massive infrastructure bill. But then these same Republicans would tout the benefits of those projects in their home states or districts. Only 13 House Republicans voted for the 2021 law to fund roads, rails, and bridges. It was a deal shaped in large part by Senate negotiators whom conservatives mistrust. Some faced criticism from former President Trump. Many opposed the bill simply because they did not want to award President Biden a win. But now many of those Republicans salute the very programs they opposed. Republican South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace called the bill a socialist wish list, yet she applauded a $26 million federal grant for public transit in her district. Republican California Congresswoman Michelle Steele embraced $8.3 million in a funding allocation for dredging of the Newport Harbor, yet she opposed the bill too. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness today, we'll see some scattered showers and some storms possible, mainly in the afternoon hours. High temperature readings will range from the mid-80s across the Bozeman area to around 90 in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly before midnight. Temperatures will drop off to about 53 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in the Billings vicinity. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund. This week, livestock auction market owners and auctioneers from across America are in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for the Livestock Marketing Association Annual Convention. Our network's Russell Nimitz is there and has this update from OKC.
Lane, there's a record attendance here in OKC with over 700 already registered from 32 states plus Canada and Mexico. Justin Tupper is the owner of St. Ange Livestock in South Dakota, and he's also president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. He told me that the LMA is doing a lot of important work for auction market owners across the entire country.
It really does, and you know, when you think about the Livestock Market Association, they really have the pulse of the producer. We're the closest ones. We shake hands with them. We write them checks. We do business with them on a day-to-day basis. So I think very important, and a lot of weight should be put on. A lot of times some of the things we talk about in our meetings here with LMA and the direction we go with traceability, with tagging, all of these things, they're big-time topics. And it's very important that we get together and come to some consensus on some of those issues.
And of course, one of the highlights each year at this convention is the LMA's World Livestock Auctioneer Championship.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to judge a couple times, and it is great to see. And this is a premier contest, the only one really like it in the country. And so really look forward to that on Saturday in a very historic place at the Oklahoma City National Stockyard. So should be a great event.
And Lane, a few notables from our region vying for that coveted crown are Jason Santamassa from Colorado, Eric Dries and Zach Zumstein from Idaho, and Jace Thompson from Montana. And we certainly wish them all the best of luck. With that, I'll send it back to you.
Hey, thank you, Russell. And later this morning, Russell will be moderating a producer profitability panel discussion, which will be streamed live on the Livestock Marketing Association's YouTube channel from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. We'll be right back.
Boost your crop's health with Domark 230 ME and Badge SC fungicide exclusively from Gowan USA. Domark's systematic action teams up with Badge's outstanding mixing properties for unbeaten disease control on sugar beets, dried edible beans, and canola. Experience the power of two different modes of action with Domark and Badge. Don't wait. Contact your local ag retailer and ask about Domark 230 ME and Badge SC. Always read and follow label directions. From Gowan USA.
Have you ever told your agriculture lender about a cheaper interest rate somewhere else and they've met or lowered your rate? Ever wonder why you weren't getting the best rate to begin with? At Montana Livestock, we're not trying to get every dime out of our customer's pocket. As a shareholder-owned company, we prefer modest earnings and happy customers. Work with a lender who strives to see their customers prosper along with the company. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out on our website, ag-credit.com, and see if we're the change you deserve.
Returning back on this Friday morning, we see that a federal judge in Texas ruled that USDA's 2022 Emergency Relief Program discriminated against white farmers. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek issued an injunction this month stopping the department from making or increasing payments to socially disadvantaged or underserved farmers. The judge, appointed by former President Trump, argued that the ERP favored minorities and women, which he deemed unconstitutional. Despite the ruling, the $3.2 billion in ERP funds have already been distributed. The lawsuit, filed by four farmers, challenged USDA's shift from a flat rate relief model to a progressive payment factor, which they claimed unfairly benefited minority farmers. The USDA says they will not comment on ongoing litigation. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get to some good news for you here this morning. You know, it's been a big week here on this show. We've had some incredible guests join us on the program. We kicked it off with Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines joined us on Monday's show, of course, right before that big rally in Whitefish to take back Title IX, to save women and girls sports, and to protect, you know, women and girls in locker rooms and bathrooms, you name it, from being forced to sit there while these grown men watch them undress and then compete against them in girls' sports. And so we had Riley Gaines talking about that on Monday. We had Tulsi Gabbard, who was just at a couple of big rallies. Huge turnout, by the way, too, at these Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Sheehy rallies, first in Kalispell on Thursday morning and then in Bozeman Thursday afternoon. But you think about it. Here we had big visits by Riley Gaines, Tulsi Gabbard, and more of these powerful women here in Montana. And now we've got this good news, this big win on this very topic, thanks to Attorney General Austin Knutson. That's right, the best AG in the country right here taking part in this big victory. I think the Alliance Defending Freedom was also representing a client in this case. Attorney General Austin Knutson issues a statement on the injunction of Biden's unlawful Title IX rule. Now, the liberal Associated Press is not happy. You can tell by their biased coverage. Judge blocks Biden's Title IX rule in four states, dealing a blow to protections for LGBTQ plus students. What? How are LGBTQ plus students not protected because of this ruling? That is like one of the stupidest headlines that the Associated Press could write there. Give me a break. But anyway, though, yeah, the Biden administration's new Title IX rule has been blocked in a preliminary injunction granted Thursday. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty called the new rule an abuse of power and a threat to democracy. Oh, I love it when he uses their language against them. His order blocks the rule in Louisiana, which filed a challenge to the rule in April, and also in, wait for it, Mississippi, M-O-N-T-A-N-A, Montana, and Idaho, which also joined the suit. Biden's education department defended the rule and said it's reviewing the judge's order. Now, you know that these liberal lawyers working for some of these school districts across the state of Montana, some of these guys are the laziest freaking lawyers you will ever find. No, I'm really busy. I don't have time to write up a brief memo on that school board member. But all of a sudden, when they thought they could push this Title IX rule and force men into girls' locker rooms, all of a sudden these liberal lawyers for some of these school districts are like, hey, we got to jump on this. We got to draft a policy. We got to allow men into girls' locker rooms. Injunction, baby. Stand down.
Fox News, I'm C.J. Papa. Our reporters questioned President Biden at the start of the talks with the Italian leader at the G7 summit. Fox's Manuela Rivera.
The president took one question from reporters as that meeting began, whether he's snubbing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The president said no. He is expected to talk about artificial intelligence with Pope Francis, who is the first pope to participate in G7 talks.
The British leader, a hardliner on illegal migration, faces uncertain future with the British election set for July. The response from the U.S. military.
Pentagon announcing it dispatched a submarine to Guantanamo Bay. The fast attack submarine USS Helena is in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as part of a routine port visit.
That's to Russian warships in Cuba for military drills. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Come on now. I can't wait for the messages on this one. Don't worry. I won't dime anybody out in particular unless you want me to. But those of you who, get involved in your local schools, maybe your school board members or school superintendents or others out there, you know, these liberal school lawyers I'm talking about, you know, they're there. You know, you haven't seen this guy for like 3 years. He was hiding in the janitor's closet wearing a mask. waving a rainbow flag, you know, and then now all of a sudden the guy shows up like, who's this guy? I'm your legal counsel. Oh, where have you been? Well, I've been really busy. Oh, okay. We really need to have a policy. We need to write up a policy. We need to implement Joe Biden's Title IX rule so that boys can go into girls' bathrooms and take away their opportunities in sports. Like, dude, what's your rush? I thought you were busy. No joke, I've heard this from school officials who are like, yeah, these lawyers are really trying to push. I think Elsie Arntzen, superintendent of public instruction, was with us and basically confirmed this and talked about it too. But yeah, all of a sudden, these liberal lawyers with the school boards, some not all of them, there's some good ones too, right? They were really aggressively trying to make sure that we implemented Joe Biden's insane Title IX change. And these same lawyers were the laziest people that couldn't even, you know, type up a memo despite how much money they get paid by these school districts across the state. All of a sudden they wanted to be. Anyway, a big win by Attorney General Austin Knutson and these other state attorneys general and the Alliance Defending Freedom, who I believe was representing the client in this case, probably one of the, you know, students that was challenging this. U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana granted Attorney General Knutson's request for a preliminary injunction against the Biden administration's unlawful Title IX rule, which puts the rights and safety of girls and young women at risk. In response, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson released the following statement. Attorney General Austin Knutson saying, quote, "This is a big win for women's rights. This decision will keep young women and girls protected from dangerous situations, just as Title IX has done for decades. In issuing the rule, President Biden abandoned scientific reality, put women's rights at risk, and overstepped his authority. As Attorney General, I will continue to fight to protect all Montanans from federal overreach." Attorney General Austin Knutson filed a lawsuit against the Department of Education's rule back in April. So hats off to Attorney General Austin Knutson and his team. They've got a small team back there in Helena, but man, look at how effective they are. Look at how effective they are. All right, let's see. If you missed any of it, if you're one of those early risers and you missed Riley Gaines, Tulsi Gabbard, any of the great conversations we've been able to have all week long or the great phone calls, if you download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, all 4 hours of the show every day, plus our great contributors. We've got contributors across the state and region that post on our Montana Talks website. So get that Montana Talks app on your phone and message us.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many times when you consider signing up for a subscription service, you wonder if you're making the right move. For example, Amazon's Prime membership. Are the overall perks worth a $139 annual price tag or $14.99 monthly expense? Well, it depends on how much you buy over the course of a year. If you like to make a lot of purchases, your Prime membership will likely pay for itself with free two-day shipping. Plus, you can stream thousands of TV shows and movies with ads for free using Prime Video. Prime members also get access to Amazon Music Prime, and if you shop at Whole Foods Market, you'll be able to score an extra 10% discount on eligible sale items in stores and online. And of course, Prime members get the exclusive perk of shopping annual Prime Day deals, which now come twice a year. But the good news is, if you're still on the fence and you want to see if Amazon's Prime membership works for your lifestyle and wallet, you can always sign up for their free trial offer. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, this is great. You know, yesterday, we every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, we have our friend David Noble join us on this show, and he gives us the woke update of the week and more. Plus, he's got great legal insight. Great conservative commentary as well. We didn't give him the plug he deserved yesterday either. You can follow David Noble on Twitter at LexterFan, LCTR fan. That's also the same username. He's got a Twitch TV podcast, so he does his own Twitch TV podcast, which is great. So make sure you give him a follow there. But it was so cool. He's like, man, I've been getting up for his day job pretty early all week long. So he was already in that pattern of waking up early. He's like, man, I'm already ready to roll. You want me to roll in to the studio early? I said, yeah, come on in. Cause we appreciate any time he provides for us. Hey, same deal today. Our good friend George Blackard, Freedom Friday, he's rolling in early as well. What the heck's going on? Is it the sun comes up earlier, I guess? You guys are all waking up early, huh?
Well, I think that's what it is. I had the shades up when I was sleeping with the window open last night, and I woke up this morning, it's bright in there. So it's a beautiful day. It's a little cloudier than it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's all right,
but
though.
As always, Aaron, it's a great day to wake up in the greatest country on the face of the planet.
In Montana, yeah.
In Montana,
it might not
no
be
less.
As great of a day in other parts of the country right now.
Well, but, if you're in America, it's a pretty damn good
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we still got a pretty dang good, don't we?
Yeah, you don't have people throwing you off a roof for being gay. You don't have, you know, nobody stoning you for, you know, minor transgressions and or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, give it time because Zoe Zephyr wants to import all of the Gaza terrorists so that they can start throwing gay people off the roof. So just give Zoe time. And
why does that not surprise me? I mean, you know, see, that's just it. You see these people that you know who they are. They cling on to the latest, grab on to the latest outrage that's out there, whether they know anything about it or not. And especially in this case, and this is what I don't understand, all of these people in the LGBTQ whatever organization or group, they don't realize that by backing Hamas, these are the same people that would be stoning them to death or throwing them off of a roof. And if you don't believe that, just do a web search. You will see example after example after example of this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Hamas and the terrorists in Gaza, you know, one of the points, George, that you and I have made over the years talking about our southern border and this invasion of illegal aliens, we've also talked about so-called refugees, so-called asylum seekers, because that whole system has been abused by the Biden administration to call anybody a refugee, call anybody an asylum seeker. And one of the big points I've made is that they're not doing the vetting. In many instances, they can't do the vetting because there's no information to vet based off of. But not only that, but they have people who support the terrorists that are responsible for doing our government vetting. But we're supposed to trust them to vet who should come into this country. And a case in point, there's a woman named Nejwa Ali. Nejwa Ali is an officer at the Department of Homeland Security. It is her job to interview these people and question these people before they get some sort of special status to come into this country. She got exposed on her social media accounts for open anti-Semitism and openly being hostile to Jewish people, saying F Israel, pro-Hamas stuff. She was celebrating the October 7th terrorist attacks. And now when she got busted, they said she was basically going to face retribution, but she has been bragging on social media how she has been on paid leave, I think it is. So she,
of course,
she doesn't even have to go to work. She's just getting a paycheck from the Biden administration,
right.
And she's laughing about it. She's mocking our country right
well,
now.
Well, that shouldn't surprise us because we have members of Congress that do the exact same thing. I mean, think of
unpaid
that.
Unpaid leave.
Okay, unpaid leave.
But either way, yeah.
She hadn't been fired yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we have members of Congress, i.e., most of the members of the squad, who do the exact same thing. These are members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That are responsible for, running, air quotes, running our country and keeping us safe. So that does not surprise me at all. And apparently, you know, that's the thing these days is if you are the administration in charge, you just tick off boxes. right? We have so many of these, so many Muslims, so many gays, so many this, so many of that. And it's not because they're putting the right person in there for the job. They're just checking off boxes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, I mentioned we're getting an early start on Freedom Friday here with George joining us here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show as well. Gary in Billings on the phone lines, I think, has a good Freedom Friday message for us here. Gary, thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Aaron and George. My neighbor, Ted Sikora, he had a fall and he died. He was a World War II vet. He's 89, and I don't know what happened, but he lived right across the street from me. I helped him quite a bit, but it's pretty sad that he had to fall, and he must have hit his head, because he's a good old boy.
A World War II veteran, huh? Yeah, you know, that's just another reminder that, you know, you think you have all the time in the world to hear the stories and get a chance to hear from these great World War II veterans, and then you don't, right? Kind of like that country song, you know, and until you don't have the time to talk to them, right?
Well, you know, I'm just a year younger than he is, and I live alone. I have to take care of myself, and sometimes you never know. You get up, but it brings you up to the point that nobody has tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. No matter what your age is. Well, Gary, thanks for calling in. Thanks for remembering your friend, and thanks to his family and him for his service and sacrifice. George, you know, it's interesting being back in Washington, D.C., around a bunch of veterans. We were at this at the Marine Corps Museum 1 week ago, actually, for a reception following this monument dedication. And I joked with one of the recent retirees, had a big beard going on, but yet some of the Vietnam veterans were there and they had sport coats and they were all clean shaven and clean haircuts. And I was like, I think you're going through your Vietnam veteran phase. Cause remember when I was a kid, all the Vietnam veterans had the big beards you know, and now it's the Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. They're in their bearded phases but it was interesting that the Vietnam vets now look like what I remember the World War II vets looked like before. And so you just see that generational passing, right?
Is that what it is?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that says about me because I shaved about a year ago. So,
You're getting up there.
Yeah, you know? I'm getting there, yeah.
You got through your pissed off, I'm going to wear a beard phase. Huh?
Exactly. Well, I'm wearing it. It just got so white. I was like, this got to go, man. So, but now I'm like growing my hair out a little bit. You know, I haven't had a comb in over 20 years. I haven't had to have one. And now I had to buy a comb.
Hey, nice. So, do you carry it in your back pocket like a greaser from the 50s? You know, when you're...
Wait, you mean like a kid from the 70s? Yeah. We all carried a comb. Are you kidding me? But now you can see my silver hair. So
nice.
It
looks good.
I don't know what to do, you know?
It's looking good, yeah. Hey, you could be the new James Bond character.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, before I forget, Aaron, today, June 14th, is Flag Day.
That's right.
It's Flag Day, so there are a couple of ceremonies that go on out there today. I'm pretty sure, I haven't checked because I've kind of stepped back a little bit from some of the roles that I had, but the Elks Club usually puts on a ceremony, and I've done that with them for a lot of years. And, you know, Flag Day is kind of a cool day to reflect on the flag and that. And, you know, the great thing about this country, too, Aaron, is... you know, you can burn the flag if you want to as your first part of your First Amendment free speech rights. You can do that. I'll just warn you and remind you, though, that if you burn it in front of the right person, there might be consequences for that. You might feel that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and of course, they'll let you do that. But by golly, if you're a kid in Washington State or in Missoula that does something to a rainbow flag, they're going to come after you, right? Well, even if George forgot about Flag Day, which he didn't, which he won't, Nancy in Roundup remembers Flag Day. Nancy, we've only got 30 seconds before the break. What do you want to share?
Oh, God, I don't know if I can do it in 30 seconds there, and I might have to call back.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the time goes by quickly, especially with lots of folks calling in. And all right, well, anything you want to share in 30 seconds?
Happy Father's Day, and your guest this week, Tulsa Gabbard, brought up the erosion of our freedoms, and I just want to say that have we Americans forgot the true definition of what freedom is, and have we lost respect for it? And freedom in the Webster's dictionary is defined by defined as a quality or state of being free, such as the absence of necessity, coercion.
Yeah, that was a very good question that you just raised about forgetting the definition of freedom.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I just watched this president, and all I feel is a sense of embarrassment for the country. It's really sad and really unnecessary. Photo shows Joe Biden sniffing the hair of Italy's prime minister. You know, this has gotten precipitously, dramatically, and obviously worse. He's in a perpetual state of confusion. That was on full display on this G7 trip. He displayed it also in Normandy when he was in France. And Washington insiders reporting that the president is really performing poorly in meetings, and this cognitive impairment is getting worse and worse and worse. And what are the Democrats going to do? They just had a poll come out that shows that Kamala Harris, her approval rating is lower than Joe Biden's.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If we were to honestly address the totality of green energy transition, we would apply something resembling this logic. First, we need to reduce carbon emissions by a lot. That requires replacing existing energy production with non-emitting sources. We need to do this everywhere on the globe. And just as importantly, growth in energy demand must be met by non-emitting sources as well. It's a daunting, exciting challenge, and many very smart people are pouring themselves into solving it. And I take no joy in telling you that we will fail to do it, because even the best efforts of the developed countries in accomplishing the task will be swamped by the rise in emissions from the rest of the world. It's this energy reality, the striving of countries to increase their standards of living and to make and export all the stuff that we demand, that is very likely to keep emissions from growing for decades to come. And even the reductions in the developed world are open to question. Just building the things we need for a transition takes energy. I'm Patrick Buckley.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, we're going to get back to George Blackard, more Freedom Friday conversations here in just a few minutes. But first, every Friday at this very time, we try to we like to play the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation. So here you go, Jeff Lasloffy with the Montana Family Foundation.
There's an old adage, if you're not taking flak, you're not over the target. That played through my mind for years, decades even. Are we not over the target? What was wrong? I began to develop a complex. Everyone else was able to make the list. Why not us? Then, just when we were beginning to feel that it would never happen, it finally did. We made the list. We finally received the recognition we deserved, and we would wear it as a badge of honor. What am I talking about? The Montana Family Foundation was recently added to the list of LGBT hate groups by none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center, that venerable bastion of morality that stands in firm opposition to every God-ordained value that has made this country great. In making the list, we take our rightful place among other out-of-touch hate groups, such as Focus on the Family, the Family Research Council, the Heritage Foundation, and Moms for Liberty. Our crime? Standing boldly for God's immutable truths in Montana's legislature and courts. Now, obviously I'm being somewhat facetious, but it's just too much fun, or it would be if it didn't carry some dangerous ramifications. All joking aside, let me just say up front that there are few organizations that I despise more than the Southern Poverty Law Center. What began as a small, respectable law office in 1971, focused on fighting poverty and racial discrimination, has morphed into a woke behemoth, fully funded by the radical left, and now weaponized against nearly every conservative organization in the U.S. To make their list is not hard. You simply have to stand for Christian values and the principles that made this country great. And what is making the list get you? At the very least, you may have trouble getting insurance or banking services. At the worst, there could be deadly consequences. Many organizations have had their insurance canceled or their bank accounts closed for speaking out against the politically correct left-leaning party line. And the key word is speaking. For an organization supposedly formed to take on First Amendment constitutional rights, they certainly seem to despise our First Amendment right to speak freely. Just saying that homosexuality or homosexual marriage violate God's laws, or saying that transgender male athletes competing against female athletes is unfair, is enough to get you added to the list. As I said, being added to the list can simply be an annoyance, but in extreme cases, it can be deadly. Why? Because the list makes the organization a target for mentally unstable people. Case in point, in November 2010, the Southern Poverty Law Center added the Family Research Council to its list of hate organizations, right along with neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan. This influenced Floyd Lee Corkins to attack the FRC in 2013. According to court testimony, Corkins entered the lobby of the FRC headquarters in Washington, D.C., where he shot Leo Johnson, an unarmed security guard. Despite being wounded, Johnson subdued Corkins and prevented him from accomplishing his stated goal of killing as many FRC employees as possible. Corkins was later sentenced to 25 years in prison. These are the very real consequences of being added to a hit list maintained by a left-leaning political organization that deems itself the keeper of moral virtue. That said, we won't be intimidated. We will continue to speak God's truth in Montana's public arena. And for us, being added to this list truly is a badge of honor. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
George, I love what Jeff Laszloffy's message was there. Basically, you have this radical left-wing SPLC group, call them a hate group, and they just embrace it and throw it right back at them. You know, that's what the U.S. military has done countless times over the years against our enemies, is they come up with some phrase or moniker to describe you, and you're like, yeah, you're right. You know, like, you know, yeah, that's right. And we're going to keep going after you Nazis at the same time, too, right? You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. There are a lot of military units that were named, took the names that the enemies gave them when they were talking about them, and wore them as a badge of honor and changed it to their official name.
And it made them even stronger. Take, for example, the Devil's Brigade, 1st Special Service Force, trained in Fort Harrison, Montana. They took the name given to them by the Germans.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.